Thick smoke hangs over the city of Williams Lake Monday morning as the west side of town remains on an evacuation alert after a wildfire erupted in the river valley late Sunday afternoon. The emergency had BC Wildfire Service, BCWS, and Williams Lake Fire Department rushing to respond as the forest-fueled fire quickly reached city businesses along Mackenzie Avenue. Williams Lake conducted tactical evacuations nearby as a precaution. At least one structure was lost in the fire along with vehicles, including a logging truck. Many businesses along Mackenzie Avenue remain closed Monday. Residents are being asked to stay away from the areas impacted to let crews continue to work. Mackenzie Avenue from Boundary Street to Comer Street is closed. WL Forestry Supplies noted on social media that it was a close call but they got lucky, losing some equipment out back but that their business was saved thanks to the efforts of fire crews. They said the outcome for some others is devastating. According to BCWS, the fire remains out of control and is estimated at 20 hectares. Grounds crews stayed on scene overnight. Witnesses told Black Press they could see the fire active at 3 a.m. Air support, heavy equipment and ground crews are expected to continue working on the fire Monday. Tolco Industries, which is close to the fire, has shut down the planer and sawmill as a precaution. Sunday evening, the nearby Williams Lake Golf and Tennis Club asked neighbors and members to stay off the course while helicopters could access the fire and nearby ponds. Air quality in Williams Lake is currently ranked as 4. Environment Canada is calling for one more hot day of 31°C, with thunderstorms expected in the afternoon. An Emergency Operations Center, EOC, was set up at the fire hall Sunday evening. A formal update is expected sometime this morning. The city of Williams Lake declared a state of local emergency, SOL, as of 9:30 p.m. Sunday. Earlier in the evening, the city activated its Emergency Operations Center, EOC, at a level 3, and declared an evacuation alert for residents along Mackenzie Avenue. The city has now expanded the evacuation alert area to include residents on the west side of the city in Country Club Boulevard, Fairview Drive, Tolco's Lakeview Mill, Woodland Drive and All Westridge Drive. The city is asking residents to conserve as much water as possible and turn off any lawn sprinklers or field irrigation to ensure adequate water supply for emergency crews. Rob Warnock, director of the EOC, said it is believed the fire was started when a tree fell on a power line in the river valley. Strong winds quickly fanned the flames.